You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, Antiques Roadshow is coming to Green Bay in June. We'll speak to the longtime executive producer of the show about its history and how you can have your treasures appraised.
First, 27-year-old Melissa Hall was pregnant when she was detained at the Milwaukee County Jail. She's now suing the county and Sheriff David Clark, who is in charge of the jail, after alleging that she was shackled when she was hospitalized for childbirth.
The federal lawsuit states that the jail has a, quote, blanket shackling policy, which requires all inmates to be shackled when hospitalized, regardless of circumstance. Hall is seeking class action status in the case.
Joining us now to tell us more is Teresa Kleinhaus. She's an attorney with the Chicago-based firm Lovey & Lovey, which is handling Hall's case. Teresa, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Teresa, can you give us an overview of why Melissa Hall is suing Milwaukee County and Sheriff David Clark?
Absolutely. Ms. Hall is proceeding on her own behalf, on behalf of other female inmates who are similarly situated, who were also in Milwaukee County Jail and were also shackled during their prenatal and care and childbirth and postpartum care. And she's suing on the ground that her constitutional rights were violated because of the jail's blanket policy. Essentially treats all inmates as though they are major security or violence or flight risks, even though women in labor, as I think everyone can imagine, are in no position really to flee, and therefore there's no reason to be shackling women during childbirth, especially given the county also includes two armed guards while women are giving birth. So that's the basis of the lawsuit.
And as you said, it's the jail's policy to shackle all inmates when they're hospitalized, regardless of the circumstances. Is the ultimate goal here a change or overturn of that policy?
Well, certainly we always like to see jail policies improve, but I would say on behalf of these women, you know, they're really looking to redress their own rights of what happened to them. And if that changes the policy in the jail and prevents it from happening to other women, that's certainly a goal as well. You know, they want justice for themselves and they want to prevent it from happening to other people.
You mentioned that this is going to be pursued as a class action lawsuit, that other women were in a similar situation to Melissa Hall. Do you know how many women and why maybe more of them haven't come forward to be named in particular in this lawsuit?
We estimate approximately 40 women or more would make up the class members. And, you know, I understand that it's an extremely traumatic experience for women to be shackled during childbirth and labor. And we're seeking the class action status because they all have, you know, similar constitutional claims and suffered, you know, similar damages and trauma as a result of this. I think, you know, we're learning more about who all was impacted by this. Obviously, these are women who are already going through difficulties in life, you know, well before they're shackled pursuant to this policy.
During the birth, how did medical personnel respond to the fact that, in this case, Melissa Hall was in shackles?
Well, medical professionals are very much appalled by this policy. Ms. Hall's medical providers are very concerned about it, and other women that we know of who were also subjected to the same policy, their medical professionals were also asking to have shackles removed. And, you know, all of the medical organizations that have examined this issue, the American Medical Association, you know, the Association of Nurse Practitioners and Midwives, they've all said that this is a very dangerous practice. So there's no medical reason to shackle a woman during labor, quite the opposite. And so it's quite alarming to the medical providers when they observe this.
You use the word dangerous. What kind of dangers are there for the personnel, or in this case, the pregnant woman?
You know, it's quite a range, and the reason for that is childbirth is a very dynamic process. Things can change very quickly in terms of the health and safety of the mother and the child. For example, an emergency C-section or a baby who has an umbilical cord wrapped around its throat, perhaps, you know, hemorrhaging. These are all things that have to be attended to rather quickly. And, you know, for a midwife or an OBGYN, a minute is a long time, and it might take as long as a minute to get a sheriff's deputy to unshackle someone and allow movement for that person.
And we've been using the word shackles, but I imagine there could be different versions of what that means. Can you walk us through exactly what we're talking about?
Sure. During the actual childbirth, it includes a wrist restraint, restraining one wrist to the bed, and a leg shackle restraining one leg to the bed. So that's particularly difficult because when women are trying to push during labor, often they might be inclined to pull their knees towards their chest. That's something you can't do as well, obviously, if you're shackled. Or you might want to grip the bottom of a foot. You can't do that if your wrist is shackled. Similarly, you know, if you're going to, after giving birth, someone who wants to hold her new baby is, you know, going to have more difficulty doing that or breastfeeding with those shackles. So those are the shackles that are on during childbirth. There's also a belly chain around the abdomen, that, and the wrists are then attached to that when a woman's walking, for example, to and from the bathroom, all of which, you know, can put her, you know, she's already sort of off her regular center of gravity because she's pregnant, and then you add heavy shackles. It's quite a dangerous practice.
Are there any instances that you know of where a woman in labor who has been wearing shackles has tried to be disruptive or to harm someone that is working with her, someone in medical personnel, where these shackles may have been protective?
I'm not aware of any instances of that. You know, we've consulted with experts on this who have a lot of experience in correctional medicine, a lot of experience with women during childbirth. And the reality is women who are giving birth don't have the psychological or physical resources to suddenly become assaultive, by and large. I mean, I suppose, hypothetically, we could all imagine someone who is really suffering, you know, some mental difficulty, but we would submit that that would be a special case and wouldn't be a reason to have a blanket policy. And I guess a piece of that is that, again, there are armed deputies there, and women during childbirth are not going to be inclined to risk their own life or the life of their child to try and be assaultive at that moment.
Teresa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Teresa Kleinhaus. She's an attorney with the Chicago-based law firm Lovey & Lovey, joining us there to talk about a lawsuit that her firm is pursuing against the Milwaukee County Jail after a woman said that she was shackled during childbirth.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.